Greetings, greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is a special broadcast of the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2011. This is the Mind of God program. This is the Sunday School sessions. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor every day to fight the mentality of the ruling class and ruling families, the 1%, 2%, the Illuminati Masonic Order. We fight that mentality of warfare, bloodshed, division, chaos, disorder. We fight the mentality of destruction of the human family. We fight the mentality of theft to thieve land, wealth, and resources and destroy sisters and brothers. We want to climb up out of such wicked mentality. The wicked mentality of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Wall Street, the bankers, those international entities that destroy the human family. We leave that mentality, climb up out of that mentality into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahuwah, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of Allah. As we do this, sisters and brothers, we will see that we will be able to break down all the barriers that separate the oppressed. You may live in Africa. You may live in Asia. You may live in the so-called Middle East, which is Northeast Africa. You may live in Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific. You may live in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. You may be a Christian, a Muslim. You may be black, white, brown, red, yellow. You may be a Native American spiritualist. You may be a Buddhist or a Hindu. You may be a communist. You may be a socialist. It does not matter. We're all the oppressed. If we're not a part of the 1, 2, 5, 10%, we are the oppressed. So we must break down all of these artificial barriers that separate us. Come together. Stand together. Fight alongside each other and organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is my helper, engineer, facilitator, producer, coordinator of this website. I am thankful unto the Most High for this beautiful sister for coordinating this program, the Mind of God program. I pray that the Most High Father and the Most High Mother continues to bless her, her children, and her family. You may contact me by emailing yalove@comcast.net. And as Africans, which means houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. So we give praises unto the Father, the Almighty Creator. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab, and you also hear Abba. So, coupling that word together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Ab, or Yahweh Abba, for the Almighty Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Almighty Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. Now, in Egypt, the same Creator, Father, Almighty, is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Almighty Creator Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Now, we also have to pause and give thanks and praises unto our beautiful Almighty Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Coupling that word together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim for the mother, the Almighty Mother. And remember, Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attributes of both Father and Mother, begetting, which is Father, and conceiving, which is Mother. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine, and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is Chokmah. And it can be found on your Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Remember, only the mother conceives, only the feminine, the female conceives. Holy Spirit is mother. Holy Spirit is feminine. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, planets, mother of the human family, as Father, the Almighty, is Father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. And that word Ruach is the African Hebrew word for spirit, found on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Under the number 7307, it is feminine. This word is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Illah, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Now, that word Illah is also an African Hebrew word. It is feminine. And our beautiful and wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say Bismillah Rahman Rahim. It is normally translated in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. But we know that Bismillah, that's Illah, B-I-S-M-I-L-L-A-H, Bismillah, in the name of our mother, Illah, and Rahman Rahim, those two words mean beneficent and merciful, and those two words, Rahman Rahim, come out of the root word for the womb, W-O-M-B, in the Arabic language. So, properly rendered, this is in the name of our mother, Illah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In Egypt, that same Mama Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, sisters and brothers, it is my pleasure and honor to greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus, the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. So, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach us, sisters and brothers, that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come, Christ would manifest, Christ would be revealed in His second coming in the last days, when you look and see the sisters and brothers rising up all over the earth. Occupy movement in America, Occupy movement in Africa, Middle East, in Europe, all over the earth, sisters and brothers rising up. You and me, we are the I and I in Haile I, Selassie I, Jah Rastafari I. The first I is yourself, original created, united with the Almighty Creator, Creator's Father and Mother Yahweh, united also with creation. The second I refers to the human family, those outside of yourself, also united with Father, Mother, Creator, Creator's Yahweh, united with also the human family and the whole of creation. We are all divine manifestations emanating from the divine Father and Mother, living in this divine creation, divine universe, under the divine Milky Way, living on this divine planet that we call Earth, in these divine physical houses that we call our human physical bodies. When we understand this, sisters and brothers, we will have love and respect for each other, and we will stand and fight alongside each other, defending each other against the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Christ is here. Christ has returned in the uprising of the sisters and brothers all over the earth. Now, this is special Sunday school sessions, and we are covering Sunday school lessons and showing that these are revelation as well. Revelation knowledge, revelation books, revelation chapters. The whole of the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, is revelatory and relate to and reveals the last days. When you read Quran from first to last chapter, Surah, that's revelation. When you study the universe, as my beautiful sister Caroline Casey on KPFA does, she studies the universe. She understands true astrology, meaning there is knowledge wrapped up in the whole of creation. And when we study the creation, study the universe, study the sun, moon, stars, and planets, we're able to come to the same conclusions of revolution and revelation that we come to when studying Bible or Quran, because Bible and Quran are based on scientific study of the universe conducted by our African ancestors. Now, last session, we covered a Sunday school lesson, forgiving as God's people. And we were in the Beatitudes, St. Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to trail from that lesson. Let me see, the title of that lesson was, it was October the 30th, 2011, and it was Living as God's People, I believe. Living as God's People, yes. Now, the lesson for November the 6th, 2011 is titled Forgiving as God's People. There's a reason why we must incorporate the philosophy of forgiveness. And we're going to start with the previous session, the lesson of October 30th, and then come into the lesson of November 6th and really examine the reasons for needing to forgive. And we're going to hopefully go in and out of current affairs and events and wrap it all up and tie this all up and understand that Christ is here. Now, Beatitudes, Jesus teaching the people, Jesus fighting every day against Caesar, against the Roman Empire, Jesus standing up for, fighting for, and working to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed every day. Everything out of Jesus' mouth is to carve out a community of revolutionaries that would disconnect mentally, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically from Caesar, from the Roman Empire, from the ruling class elites of that day. And those, what we call today Christians or believers, would stand up and fight and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, stand against slavery, stand against exploitation, stand against colonialism, stand against Caesar night and day. See, Caesar was the king of the high priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians. That Caesar was their king. They rejected Jesus, but the common people, the poor people, heard the message of Jesus gladly. And so the high priests and those set up by Caesar worked night and day to turn the people against Jesus. But at this time in chapter 5, Matthew, the people are listening to the message of Jesus. And Jesus is preaching revolution, preaching to disconnect your mind from Caesar. And we today, looking at the Occupy movement, we are looking at young people mainly, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, students, young people, ordinary people, disconnecting their minds from today's ruling class, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, from Wall Street, the bankers. The cry is, fight the 1%. Stand up for the 99%. I would say the 5% and the 10% are also a part of the problem. But you can see that the sisters and brothers naturally have the mind of Christ because they're disconnecting from the ruling class and families and are looking to defend the oppressed from the oppressor. And they also have the mind of connecting with sisters and brothers outside of the United States of North America that have the same mentality. Rise up against the bankers. Rise up against the ruling class. Rise up against austerity measures which only destroy the oppressed, the poor, the so-called middle class, working class, and the poor, the oppressed, sisters and brothers. So this is the mind of Christ, and this is what Christ was doing, and this is what Christ is doing today. Now, chapter 5, verse 11 says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You see, when we truly stand up for Jesus, you will see that not only will the ruling class fight you, not only will Caesar fight you, not only will the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, FBI, CIA, Fraternal Order of the Police fight you, but they will also maneuver your own sisters and brothers to work against you, because the prevailing mentality is to go along with the system, go along with everything as is. So when you come with the true message of Christ, which is freedom, justice, and equality, you will find that your own sisters and brothers, sometimes your own family members, will persecute you and say evil against you falsely, but it is being done from your perspective for Christ, for Yahshua, for freedom, for justice, for equality. This we are suffering because we dare to stand up to fight for and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. But we understand that our sisters and brothers are only being manipulated and maneuvered. You see, when we look at black, white, brown, red, yellow divided against each other, Christian against Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, communist, socialist, Democrat, Republican, all of these divisions are artificial. And they are used, these divisions are used by the ruling class that we may persecute one another and fight one another and falsely accuse each other. But when we understand that that is the case, we will continue to fight and continue to work and unite all of the factions against the true enemy, that 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%, the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the international bankers, the corporate, the Wall Street plutocrats and corporate elite, the Wall Street oligarchs and the corporate elite plutocrats. These are the true enemy. And your presidents and prime ministers are only puppets, whereas the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are the puppeteers. Let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2011 special Sunday school sessions. Now, verse 12, chapter 5. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, the kingdom of God in heaven is here and now on this earth. Great is your reward in heaven. Reward, 3408 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Mythos is the word in the Greek language. It means dues paid for work. So we're working to free the oppressed. We're working to free black, brown, red, yellow, white, all of the oppressed from the hands of the oppressor. And we will be paid for that work in the here and now, because elsewhere Jesus says the kingdom is around you, among you. Around you, among you, with you, and inside of you or within you. So we're not talking about dying and going into the grave. We're talking about here and now. Mythos also means wages and higher, a reward used of the fruit naturally resulting from toils and endeavors. So we're working and toiling to fight on behalf of the oppressed and destroy this wicked system of oppression. Jesus is saying you will be rewarded. Look at all the activists inside of the United States of North America. Look at the abolitionists. Look at John Brown. Look at Frederick Douglass. Look at Harriet Tubman. Look at the women's suffrage movement. Look at the civil human rights black power movement. Look at all of those sisters and brothers who suffered and bled and died that we might have a better life, no matter our color. They have been rewarded. And we who work to fight and deliver the oppressed will also be rewarded in heaven. Now recall in 19:1 Psalms, the heavens declare the glory. So reward in heaven. Let me hit the word heaven in the Greek language and see what I can see. Great is your reward in heaven. Wait a minute, I'm trying to, oh, here we go. 3772. That word heaven is Uranos. 3772 on the Greek side. The vaulted expanse of the sky with all things visible in it, the universe, the world, the aerial heavens or sky, the region where the clouds and the tempests gather and where thunder and lightning are produced. The sidereal or starry heavens. Let's see. The seat of order of things, eternal and consummately perfect, where God dwells and other heavenly beings. Now, great is your reward in heaven. As we struggle and fight on behalf of the oppressed, as we fight the oppressor, our reward is in heaven. Psalms 19:1 declares that the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of Elohim, the gods and the goddesses. The heavens declare the glory of, now Elohim means children of God. Now who, oh man, the brain is wonderful when the brain is connected with the Most High. Elsewhere in chapter 5 of St. Matthew, the children of God are they, let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can, peacemakers, all right. In verse 9, chapter 5 of St. Matthew, the peacemakers are blessed, and the peacemakers shall be called the children of God. Now, Elohim, in the African Hebrew language, means gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. The Elohim are the spirit entities, the angels, male and female, and also the spirit entities that are embodied, that embody the human flesh that we live in. We are all Elohim. We are spirit living in physical flesh. And those spirits that inhabit our bodies, that we understand are our true selves living in human flesh, come from the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. In other words, the Most High Father and Most High Mother took a piece of themselves and deposited those pieces of themselves in our flesh. And we live in physical flesh, but we are pieces of the Most High in flesh. We are like Jesus or Yahshua. We are pieces of God in flesh. We are Almighty God in flesh. So all of us are Elohim, children of the Most High. But how will you truly recognize the children of the Most High? Because the children of the Most High are peacemakers, and we are they who stand up and fight on behalf of the oppressed and fight the oppressor, using the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, and we work for the cessation of warfare and bloodshed. That's how you recognize. That's how you recognize a child of the Most High. So the heavens declare our glory. The heavens declare the glory of God. That word God in Psalm 19:1 is capital G, small case O. D. That word is Elohim. It means gods and goddesses. So the heavens declare the glory of the gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. The heavens declare. The heavens are alive with knowledge. Our reward is in the heavens. Our reward is in the understanding of truth, justice, and righteousness. And the whole of the heavens sit on the philosophy of truth, justice, and righteousness. And we will find that our reward is in truth, in justice, in righteousness. And the heavens declare our glory, because we are the true children of the Most High. We are the true Elohim. We are the true peacemakers. And our reward is in that reality. We give praises for such understanding. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, this is verse 12, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Now, Jesus is also paying homage to those great revolutionaries that came before him. You see, Jesus grew up in a very revolutionary time, and there were many who wanted to see freedom, justice, and equality for the Hebrew people, wanted to see Caesar and Rome defeated. And these leaders took up arms and said, come follow me into the desert, or follow me into Jerusalem, and we will fight Rome physically with physical arms and take over and drive Rome out. But every time, Rome, because they had greater military, legions of military, greater weapons, crushed those rebellions, crushed those revolutions. And so Jesus is now saying, showing you by example, we're not going to use weapons of warfare against Caesar and Rome. We are going to teach. We're going to teach knowledge and wisdom, teach truth, justice, and righteousness to the people. And through that teaching, we will overcome Caesar and Rome. Now, yes, the disciples, many of them had weapons, but those weapons were not used. It was the tongue that is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God in the mouth of Jesus, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, that was even a greater threat to Rome and Caesar than those that had weapons. But Jesus here is saying, they persecuted the prophets which were before you. All of the prophets in the Old Testament were revolutionaries that were persecuted by the ruling class and the families of that day. The revolutionaries that rose up when Jesus was growing up as a child was prosecuted and were destroyed. And so we pay homage to those revolutionaries. And in our day, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Martin Luther King Jr., Medgar Evers, Fannie Lou Hamer, Frederick Douglass, W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, Paul Robeson, Mary McLeod Bethune, Phyllis Wheatley, all Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, David Walker, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Gabriel Prosser, the Black Panthers, all of those sisters and brothers, the woman suffrage sisters movement, all of these were persecuted before our time. And we pay homage to those sisters and those brothers that stood up as revolutionaries. Now, we're going and transitioning into the next lesson, which is found November the 6th, 2011, in the Sunday School lessons. And the lesson is entitled, Forgiving as God's People. And I also want to strike a subject, the spirit of the Occupy movement. The spirit of the Occupy movement. And we want to say, I believe we want to say, let me start off by saying the spirit, the Occupy movement is the salt of the earth and the light of the world. The Occupy movement is the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And we give praises for such subject. Now, verse 13, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Ye are the salt of the earth, sisters and brothers, Christians, Muslims, Hindu, Buddhist, communist, socialist, Democrat, even Republican. And I should say even Democrat and even Republican. If you are not the oppressor, if you are not the 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%, all of us are the oppressed, and all of us have the potential to be the salt of the earth. Black man and woman of the Americas, you are the true descendants of those ancient African Hebrew Israelite people. You are the salt of the earth. You are the Messiah people, who have been charged with raising that Messiah spirit in all of the oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. No matter the ethnicity, race, color, religion, denomination, creed, so on and so forth. And all of us are the salt of the earth. And Occupy movement all over the United States of North America, in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Europe, You are the salt of the earth. Let's look up this word salt. Halas 217, Greek size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Salt with which food is seasoned and sacrifices are sprinkled. Salt with which food is seasoned and sacrifices are sprinkled. Those kinds of saline matter used to fertilize arable land. This is so interesting how we have to let the definitions teach us what to say. Now, sisters and brothers, Occupy Movement, oppressed people all over the earth, we are they who give flavor, give seasoning to the earth, give seasoning to the community, international community. We are they who, when we sprinkle our spirit, mind, body, and soul into the international community, we begin to give a different flavor to the conversation, to the consciousness, to the mentality of the human family than if we would have remained silent. Look at how the Occupy movement has caused CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, all of the media, radio, television, internet, to talk about 1% oppressor, to talk about the 1% ruling class, as opposed to the 99%, and I would say 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%, as opposed to the 80% and 85%. But look at how the Occupy movement, how they're causing us to talk about subject matters that normally we would not talk about. Let me move as my consciousness is moving me. The Occupy movement, some of them are occupying homes. Some of them are fighting against home foreclosures. And we know that the foreclosing of homes and the booting out of families into the streets is antichrist. It's anti the people. It's destruction of the people. And so many in the Occupy movement are showing that we should have a moratorium and a cessation on foreclosures, because the banks, Wall Street, the 1%, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers have manipulated the whole economic system and worked to push people into the streets, destroying the people, have falsified documents, have committed fraud against potential homeowners, and committed fraud against investors overseas, because they would drive multiple families out of addresses and use more than one mortgage on one address, 2, 3, 4 mortgages on one address, one residence, and sell those mortgages in the derivatives market to investors overseas, committing fraud against investors. And after the investors understood that this was done fraudulently, the investors wanted their money back, and rather than say AIG having insured those fictitious investments and fraudulent investments, rather than AIG paying the investors, because AIG was to insure those investments, the whole of the 1%, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, bankers, Wall Street, and so on, stole the money from the oppressed to pay for that which was done fraudulently by them, the 1%, the 2%. So the Occupy movement is causing us to think differently. They're flavoring the conversation. The Occupy movement is causing us to push away this bland consciousness of go alone, get along, let the 1% do whatever they want to do. The Occupy movement is giving flavor, giving sustenance to the to the movement, to the consciousness. Ah, saline matter used to fertilize arable land. I'm just going to take my time and let the definitions teach me what to say. You see, the Occupy movement are that saline matter that is being used by God, by the Most High Father and Mother, to fertilize arable land. Now that word arable, if I'm correct, has to do with land that can be used to grow crops. Let me hit this definition right quick. Ah, yes. Arable land is land suitable for growing things. Land that is suitable for growing things. Let me make sure. Arable land denotes land suitable for agricultural production. So now let us say this, sisters and brothers. You and me and all of us are people that have the potential to grow wonderful acts, wonderful works. And let me cut off right now and go to my first break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.